doors open. This is your red
light. We are on the National Mall.
Okay, how long have you lived there?
I've been in the District of Columbia my entire life.
It's time now for the newest installment of What's with Washington, where WAMU listeners ask us questions about the Washington region. Today's question comes from a listener in Arlington who asked us about the region's iconic foods. He brought up Virginia ham, and it got us wondering, how did ham become a symbol of the Commonwealth? WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela LaFrac went to find out.
If I'm going to talk about food, I demand a taste test. So I rustle up my colleagues Ruth Tam and Patrick Fort. They host the local food podcast Dish City. We gather around some plates of supermarket lunch meat marketed as Virginia ham.
We just like roll it up?
Do you have a little toothpick?
Little toothpicks?
I'm going in.
It's kind of gelatinous.
Yeah, it's got that
deli
super
meat.
Uniform lunch meat texture that I honestly love.
But despite the name, this isn't authentic Virginia ham. That's what we try next.
The slice is marbled.
Prosciutto-y vibes.
Ruth and Patrick hit on the key ingredient pretty quickly. As a Virginian, I'm very proud of them.
There's no denying that this is like a salty, salty slice.
Really salty. It's delicious.
I love salt.
Yeah.
It's similar to the country ham you see across the South, but it has its own Virginia spin. The pigs are raised in Virginia and fed peanuts and peaches. After they're butchered, the meat is heavily salted, cured with a spice mix, and then smoked over low heat. It's a preservation technique. You let it age for a few months or maybe a year, and then it's ready. Boil it to get some of the salt out, and then carve it up. It's a tradition as old as our country.
Take 12 pounds of salt, 8 gallons of water, and a half pound of saltpeter.
This is Mary Thompson, a historian at Mount Vernon. She's reading me a recipe for Virginia ham written by Martha Washington's granddaughter.
Once they were ready, those hams and bacons would be put into barrels, and then they'd be put in the mansion basement.
Enslaved people at the plantation raised, slaughtered, and prepped a couple hundred pigs a year. The Washingtons would ship barrels of ham up to the White House and to their friends abroad. Thompson says the Marquis de Lafayette and his wife were big fans.
There is no social occasion in Virginia where they don't have ham and biscuits.
And in a lot of places, that's still true. The most famous type of Virginia ham is from Smithfield, which is both a town and a food company. It's known as the ham capital of the world, and also Hamtown. There's even a Virginia law that says a Smithfield ham must come from that area. It's like the Commonwealth's meaty version of champagne. I want to get my hands on some real Smithfield ham, so I head to the Old Virginia Ham Shop down in Norfolk.
You?
This is the owner, Dana Bright. Her shop looks like a little cozy red barn. In the back, they take the ham they get from Smithfield and prepare it however their customers want.
These are the vats that we cook the hams in.
They do most of their business during the holiday season.
You can purchase it thinly sliced by the pound, whole hams, half hams, bone in, bone out.
Business is good, but she does have a few concerns. For one, there's a dwindling supply of high-quality Virginia ham made from locally raised pigs. Smithfield Foods was acquired by a big Chinese company a few years back, and she worries they're going to stop focusing on Virginia ham traditions. Plus, not everyone knows what to expect when they taste or see a Virginia ham. It typically grows a thick layer of mold that you cut off before preparing it. But some customers don't know that, and they get freaked out. Or they don't know it's supposed to be so salty.
So it's maintaining that true Virginia authentic ham is the challenge. You do know it's salty, right? It's salty. It's salt cured ham.
Have we told you it's salty? And here's her pro tip. Always eat it with sweet potato biscuits. She sent me home with some, and I shared them with my colleagues during our taste test.
It's really salty.
I wish we had more of the biscuit.
Yeah.
This is the time.
Okay. Get in on that biscuit game.
Our verdict? There's a lot of Virginia ham out there, but the real thing is salty, full of history, and best with biscuits. For WAMU, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
To hear other stories about the region, subscribe to the What's with Washington podcast. And if you've got a question you'd like answered, send it to us. You can submit it at WAMU.org/whatswith.